Abu Ali's podcast. Today, we're diving into the latest developments coming out of Gaza and the wider region, drawing from Abu Ali Express's Telegram feed. We've got a lot to unpack, so let's get straight to it.
Thanks for having me. It's certainly a volatile situation, and things are changing rapidly.
Let's start with Hamas. There's a statement from a senior Hamas official, Mahmoud Mardawi, about their role in Gaza post-agreement. What's the key takeaway here?
Mardawi is making it very clear that Hamas intends to maintain control, even with a technocratic government in place. He states, "Whoever thinks that Hamas's agreement to establish an independent Palestinian committee of technocrats and experts means allowing chaos to control the Gaza Strip is mistaken. They see this as a facade to maintain their grip."
So, it's business as usual for Hamas, even with these supposed concessions?
Exactly. They're focused on solidifying their power, eliminating any opposition. The slogan they're using is At-Tathir Qabla Tahrir, purification before liberation. This highlights their priority, eliminating dissent before anything else.
That's a chilling detail. Speaking of security, there are reports of casualties from IDF drone strikes in Gaza. What's the situation there?
Palestinian sources reported 3 fatalities from an IDF drone strike in the Sujaya area. Later reports increased that number to 5 in Sujaya and 1 in Khan Yunis. The IDF responded saying these individuals crossed the yellow line and approached their forces.
Right. And how did Trump address the situation?
Trump made it clear that reconstruction of Gaza is contingent on its demilitarization. He stated that a new civilian police force needs to be in place to create a new situation for the residents.
So, what leverage does Israel have to ensure the return of the bodies?
According to the Telegram channel, the options, in descending order of severity, are international pressure, preventing aid from entering Gaza, and military pressure. Currently, Israel is likely focusing on diplomatic pressure through mediators, but could escalate to stopping goods from entering Gaza.
Finally, Trump also made some interesting comments about Hamas's disarmament. What did he say?
He stated very directly that Hamas will disarm because that's what they said. If they don't disarm, we will disarm them. He even claimed to have spoken with Hamas, who assured him they would disarm. It remains to be seen how that will play out.